Hey, this is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business, and today I want to talk a little bit about a couple of guys that approached me about starting a small business. And, I've done some stuff on bootstrapping, which means that, it's low cost, low income, you don't need a lot of money to start it up, ways to raise money, stuff like that. But one of the things that we talked about, and one of the things I think I'd like to share with you today is a quick discussion on how to consider a low-cost business and what it means to you, okay? First of all, first thing you have to look at is, is there going to be any investment in, any financial investment? Insurances, licenses, any type of equipment, anything like that. What do you really need to start a bare minimum business? Computer, phone line, cable line, a fax line. What do you need? Okay, so you have to do a little bit of planning, a list on, could be on a napkin or a piece of paper, but you got to add all this stuff up, and then you got to figure out when you're going to need it, okay? Because you're going to have to spend money on it anyway. Office supplies takes a big part of expenses. We don't realize it initially, but as you grow, business cards, letterhead, stuff like that. So you have to really look at the financial investment of this thing. So you have to determine what the impact's going to be for you, and can you start it with that? The second thing you need to do is that since it's low business, low cost, low finances, you're the one running the business. And since you're the one running the business, you'll have to realize what available time you have. Are you going to do this part-time? You're going to do this full-time? You're unemployed, so you can go ahead and do it. What are you going to do? So you just have to think about the impact it's going to have on you and your lifestyle, because it will change it. And then the other thing you want to do is you want to look at it, is this thing going to be self-sustaining? As the business flourishes, what's going to happen, okay? You're starting at a low end anyway, so if it fails, it's no big deal, but, what happens if it takes off? You always got to have to think about that, about, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months out. What's going to happen? If you're doing it part-time, what are you going to give up, or what are you going to change, or what are you going to switch? So really have to think about, as that business grows, what's your intent with it. And then, one of the other things you have to do is think about, as this is typically, no matter how carefully you are with your finances, it's going to cost you more than you think it's going to cost, okay? So add about 50% on to whatever you estimated your cost to start up was going to be, and then figure out how you're going to be able to afford that. Are you going to go out less and eat out less? Going to have less coffees? What are you going to do to survive as you go through that? And that's the question I guess I really have for you, is thinking about that and how you're going to manage that issue. Because it's always a surprise and always a disappointment, but people realize that, if you're going to start a business, you got to have some, you got to have some commitment. So these are quick things to think about. Financial issues, as always, your time and your management skills, and then, what's it going to do if it takes off, and how are you going to afford it if it doesn't take off and it malingers for a little bit? Are you going to be able to make enough money to cover cost? Those are the questions I have for you as you think about starting that small, low-cost business out there, and the best of luck to you. I hope you succeed. This is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business. Hey, join me on the web at increasemysmallbusiness.com, on Facebook at Increase My Small Business, on Twitter and LinkedIn at Mark Stowers. See you later.